This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Unions, credit cards, and 10% interest. You don't hear the word usury bandied about much these days, although it's part of everyday life for many of us. Simply put, usury is little more than predatory interest rates. Politicians from the president on down are talking about interest rates these days. Trump is employing extreme, extra-legal measures to try and eliminate the independence of the Federal Reserve in order to get lower interest rates to suit his builder friends. Lower interest rates would be great, but the way to get them so that they also protect jobs and the rest of the economy is not through dictate. On the other hand, a bipartisan bill sponsored by Vermont Democrat Bernie Sanders and Missouri Republican Josh Hawley that would cap credit card interest at 10%, which was also one of the campaign promises of candidate and now President Trump, would be a great idea. Acorn has been on this battleground before, more than 50 years ago. Arkansas is the last state in the union to hold on to a definition of usury at 10% on any measure. Banks and others kept bringing it on the ballot to try to repeal it every 2 years. This was a 10% cap on rates for any and all loans and credit matters. We steadfastly fought to keep the ban until finally losing in 1982. If you needed to establish credit or wanted a credit card before then, you had to get it from another out-of-state bank or one of the few businesses that could live with a 10% cap, like Sears. It's wonderful to see that just maybe what goes around then can come around now, although, to be honest, betting against the banks is likely a loser. The editorialist at the Wall Street Journal, not happy with any of this and always anti-labor to the core, also saw it as an opportunity to take a shot at the Teamsters Union and its president, Sean O'Brien. He had the temerity to host a podcast with Senator Hawley as a guest to tout the benefits of a 10% cap. The Journal took a shot by going after the Union Plus credit card program that's been a product of Capital One for nearly 40 years now. The Teamsters, like most unions, offer their members the chance to apply for the card. The Journal noted that the card charged customer rates between 25 and 27%, way over the proposed 10%, and that Capital One hit customers with a $38 late charge that is way over the $8 recommended by another one of the Journal enemies, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They then tried to insinuate that O'Brien was guilty of hypocrisy because their LM reports indicated the Teamsters had received $5 million from Capital One since 2021. Admittedly, there's some strange bedfellows irony here. A little known fact is that Capital One and this Union Privilege Program funds a significant amount of many unions organizing and other programs as well as the AFL-CIO. I've had a card that I got through SEIU some 40 years ago, even before Capital One acquired the program. I'm fighting them right now over a late charge and interest assessment after they sent my bill to the wrong address. There are a lot of things that could be said and written about these partnerships between unions and various corporations, including banks, by channeling old-school arguments about the marriage of labor and capital. But the natural consequence of making that argument would be that it would modulate labor's opposition to lowering rates, which is exactly opposite of what is happening here with Sean O'Brien and the Teamsters, who are in fact advocating for a cap that would lower their percentages of the payments they receive from their members' purchases. The simple fact is that the Teamsters might make less than half of what they make now, which is hardly a game changer for them. And then there's the fact that I share. Union members are going to get credit cards if they can qualify just as I did. Even fighting a wrong charge, I'm happier knowing that, win or lose, having a card with Capital One means unions are at least getting a taste of these predatory rates and spending them to protect workers and organize new workplaces. If I had the card with someone else, unions would be the poorer. Why would I want that? I definitely want a 10% cap for all my members and everyone else, regardless of the Journal's attempts to confuse and distort the issue. Even this late in the game, it would be nice to stop usury. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.